Shalom to all, and welcome back to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the first Aliyah in Parsha's Lech Lecha. That's Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Aleph. And the Pasuk tells us, Ve'yamar Hashem el Avram, Hashem said to Avram, Lech Lecha, go for yourself, Me'artzucha from your land, U'me'ilatucha from your birthplace, U'me'beis Avicha from your father's house, El Arz Asher Eka, to the land that I will show you. Ve'ezcha L'goy Gadol, I'm going to make you into a great nation, Vavarcha, I'm going to bless you, Ma'gad Lashmecha, I'm going to make your name great, Ve'ye Bracha, and you shall be blessing, Vavarcha M'varchecha, and I shall bless those who bless you, U'makalcha, or, and those who curse you, I shall curse, Ve'nu and all the families of the world, that they're going to be blessed through you. Let's see Rashi over your Pasuk Aleph. Lech Lecha, go for yourself. Lana Aschas, for your benefit. Ulutavaschan, for your good. Veshama Eschal L'Goy Gadol, over there I'm going to make you into a great nation. Vekan Iyat HaZoich L'banim, over here you will not merit children. Ve'oid She'edia Tevecha Ba'olam, and also I'm going to make your name known throughout the world. Pasuk Bezen Rashi, Ve'eschal L'Goy Gadol, Lefisha Derech Garem Shleshet Dvarim, traveling along the way, journeying causes three things. Ve'metes Peperi Rivya, it decreases reproduction. Ve'metes Zamamin, and it diminishes a person's money. It's a shame, and it's going to diminish a person's good name. Like that's why he needed these three brachas. Shiftichu al banim val mamon val Hashem. Hashem promised him he's going to have children and finances and a good name. Vavarcha, I'm going to bless you b'mamon, that's with money. Vayei bracha, and you shall be blessing. What does that mean? Habrachas and asunas biyadcha, blessings are given over into your hand. Ad achshav hayu biyadi, up until now they were in my hands, as Hashem. Berachti l'adam v'noach, I was the one that blessed Adam v'noach. Ume achshav atot v'arachas asher tachbaitz, you're going to be able to bless whomever you choose. Davar achar, another understanding of this pasuk is v'eschol l'goy gadol, I'm going to make you into a great nation, Zehu She'aymrim, that's what we say in Shemana Esrei Elokei Avram, and Vavarcha, I'm going to bless you, Zehu She'aymrim Elokei Yitzchak, and Vagad Lashmecha, I'm going to make your name great, Zehu She'aymrim, that's what we say, Elokei Yaakov, Yachol, you might think, you Chasim Bekulam, that we're going to conclude the bracha of Shemana Esrei with everyone's names, Tamalayim, that's why it says, Ve'yei bracha, B'chach Chasimin V'lei Behen, we're going to conclude with your name and not with their name. And Hashem told him, Me'artzecha, to leave your land. Asks Rashi, V'alekvar Yatzim Yisham Im Aviv U'ba'ad Charan. In last week's parsha, he had already left there with his father, and they had come to Charan. Elokach Amar Lo, is what he's telling him, Harchik Oid Misham, leave even further from there, Vitzemi Beis Avicha, and leave your father's house. Asher Echo, that which I'm going to show you. Lo Gilu Loha Arts Miyad, he didn't show him where he should go right away. Kadei Lechavo Be'enav, Lasu Lechachar Kol Dibur Dibur, is in order to make him more beloved to him, and that he could give him schar for every single thing he tells him to do. Kayetze, but similarly we see, as Bin Chas Yichidcha Asher Haftes Yitzchak, when he told him to do Akiz Yitzchak, he told him to take your son, your only son, the one that you love, and then he told him Yitzchak. And he got schar for each one of those, and Kayetze, but similarly, Alachad Haram Asher Me'alecha, and Kayetze, but you cry Lel, Kriya Asher Nechi Dabar Alecha. And Pasuk Gimel and Rashi, V'nivru chuvacha, Yesha got this Shabbos, many different explanations, V'zeh pshuta, and this is a simple explanation. Adam Arul Benoy, a person is going to tell his son, Tehei Ka'avram, you should be like Avram. V'chin kol v'nivru chuvacha, Shem Mikra, anytime it says v'nivru chuvacha in the Pasuk, that means people are going to call their children, and they're going to bless their children and say, you should be like that person. V'zeh mechich, and the following proves it, B'cha yivarch Yisrael lemar, Yisimcho elikim, Ke'efraim chim Menashe, Hashem should make you like Ephraim and Menashe. Back to Chomish Pasuk Dalad, V'yelch Avram kasher diber elav Hashem, and Avram went like Hashem told him, and Light, who was his nephew, went with him, and Avram was 75 years old when he left Charan. Avram and Avram took, as Sarai Ishtai, Sarai his wife, as Light ben Achiv, and Light the son of his brother, and all the wealth, everything they had amassed, and the soul that they made in Charan, and they left to go to the land of Canaan, and they came to the land of Canaan. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk, hey, Asher Asu B'charan, what does it mean that they made these souls? They brought them under the wings of the Shechina. Avram Megayers HaAnashim, Vesari Megayers HaNashim. Avram, he would convert, he taught all the men, and Sari did so to the women. Umaaleh Makasav Kilo Asom, and the Pasuk treats it as if they actually made them. Upshutai Shalmekar, the simple understanding is, Avad Mushfachas Shekanulhem, this is referring to the slaves and maidservants that they purchased. Kamai Asas Kala Kavarazeh, Lashain Kinyan, an expression of purchase, Yisrael Isachayel, Lashain Kainav Ekainis. Back to Chomish Pasuk Vav, Bayavar Avram Ba'aretz, and Avram passed into the land, Ahmakam Shechem, up until Shechem, Adelin Meir, till the plains of Meir, Vaknani Az Ba'aretz, and the Kanani, they were in the land. Vayera Hashem al Avram, and Hashem appeared to Avram. Vayera, and he said, Lazarecha atena saras hazois, to your offspring, I'm going to give this land. Vayivan Shem Mizbeach, Hashem anira elav, and he built a Mizbeach over there to Hashem that appeared to him. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Vav. Vayavar Avram Ba'aretz, Nichas Sosaycha, he went into the land. Amakam Shechem until Shechem, Lispal al Bnei Yaakov, this is to daven for the sons of Yaakov, Kshevayu Lachem Shechem, when they're going to come to Shechem later on and they're going to fight. So we already daven for them over there now. Elain Mayre, who Shechem, this is referring to Shechem, Hero Hargizim Har Evil, Hashem showed him Hargizim Har Evil, Shasham Kibul Yisrael Shvas HaTorah, that's where Klai Yisrael accepted the oath of the Torah upon themselves. And Vaknani Oz Ba'aretz, the Pasuk had said that the Kanani, they were in the land then. What does that teach us? The Kanani were actually in the process of conquering Eretz Yisrael from the offspring of Shem. When Noach apportioned the land to his children, Eretz Yisrael actually fell into the Chelik of Shem. Shenemar says, Umalki Tzedek, Melech Shalem. Lefikach, that's why the next Pasuk says, Vayomer, he said, Lazarecha Atenas Ha'aretz HaZoy, advice, I'm going to give this to your offspring. I'm going to give it back to your children. Shame is our shame that they are from the offspring of shame. And Pasuk Zayin Rashi had told us even Shem is Beach that he built him his Beach, Al Basaris Hazer, because of the good news that he's going to have children, and Al Basaris Eretz Yisrael, and because of the good news that he's going to get Eretz Yisrael. And back to Chumash Pasuk Ches, Vaya take me Shem Hahara, and he relocated there to the mountain, Mikedem Beis El, east of Beis El, Vayet Aholoi, and he pitched his tent, Beis El Miyam, Vehoa Mikedem. Beis El was now to the west, and I to his east, Vayivan Shem is Beach Lashem, and he built him his Beach over there for Hashem, Vayikra B'Shem Hashem, and he called down the name of Hashem, Vayisa Avram, Holech Menosei Avnegba, and Avram continued journeying towards the south. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches. Vayetek Misham Ahaloi, he relocated his tent, Mikedem Beis El, Bemizracha Shel Beis El, east of Beis El, Nimseis Beis El Mount Ravai. It turns out the Beis El is towards his west. Hushanemar, and that's why the Pasuk says, Beis El Miyam, the Beis El is to the west. Ahaloi, Ahalok Siv, it's written Ahalah, it doesn't actually have a kamatz underneath the Lamed, but Chila Notes El Ishtai, first he actually pitched his wife's tent, Vachakachas Shelai, and only then he set up his tent. Vayivan Sham Mizbeach, he built him Mizbeach. Why did he build him Mizbeach? Nisnaba Sha'asidim Banav Likashal Sham Al Avoin Achan. He had Nevuah that his offspring were going to end up stumbling of the sin of Achan. That was in times of Yeshua. Vespal Sham Aleim, and he davened over there for them. Pasuk Tesin Rashi, Halech Venasaya. Leprakim Yoshev Kan Chaydish Yaiser. Sometimes he would dwell in one place for a month or even more than that. Venasayim Misham Venaita Aloy Makam Acher, and he would then travel from there and go to a different place. Vachomasava Negba, but all of his journeys were towards the south. Lechasu Joyma Shalarz Yisrael, to go towards the south of Eretz Yisrael, the Hilatzad Yerushalayim, that's towards Yerushalayim. Shebechelka She Yehuda, because that's in the Chelik of Yehuda. Shenatul B'Drei Mishal Eretz Yisrael, Yehuda got his Chelik in the southern part of Eretz Yisrael. Har Mayriya Sheinach Lasai. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yod. Vahi Rav Ba'aretz, and there was a famine in the land. Vayered Avram Mitzrayim L'Gor Sham, and Avram descended to Mitzrayim to live there. Ki Chaved HaRav Ba'aretz, because the famine was very heavy in the land. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yod. Rav Ba'aretz, Ba'isa Aretz Levada. There was only a famine in that land, and why was there a famine only in that land? Lina Soisai, to test Avram Im Yahar Acher. If he was going to doubt or question that which Hashem had told him, he told him to go to Canaan, and now he has to get up and leave because of the famine. Back to Chumash Yud Aleph. And it was when he neared coming to Mitzrayim, and he told Sari his wife, now I know that you're a very beautiful woman. And it will be when the Mitzrayim see you, they're going to say, this is his wife, and they're going to kill me, and they're going to keep you alive. Say that you're my sister, so they could do good to me because of you, and my soul will be able to live because of you. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Hine no yodati. Now I know that you're beautiful. What does it mean, now I know? Medrash Haggadah, the Medrash says, Ad achshav lehikr b'mitach tzinis shebinish neim. Up until then, he didn't know how beautiful she was because of the extreme modesty between them. V'achshav hikr b'yidei maisa, and only now he knew because of something that happened, and the Medrash says that they went to the river, and he saw her reflection in the river. Davarach, another understanding is, Minik ha'olam shaydei tarach haderech adem isbaza. Usually the way that it works is that when a person journeys along the way, they become unkempt and unsightly. Vizois amta biyafya, but she stood in her beauty, so he says, now I know that you're actually very beautiful. And Pshutei Shemekah, the simple understanding is, Hinei na, higia hashash sheish ledegal yafich. Now we actually have to be worried about your beauty. Yadati zayom ram kifas marat. I knew for a very long time that you're very beautiful. The achshav, and now that we're going to Mitzrayim, anu baim ben anashim shchayim mecha'arim, we're come among dark-skinned and ugly people, achem shel kushim, the brothers of the kushin, v'loi her gulubi isha yafeh, and they're not used to having beautiful women around. V'dayim alay, and similarly is Hinei na, adoynai suruna. Pasuk Yigimel and Rashi, Avram had said, l'man yitav li bavurech, so they can do good to me because of you. What does that mean, do good to me? Yit nuli matanis, they can give me presents. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow at the second Aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.